Well, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, it is January 15th, 2024. And It's the 15th day of the year. And it's time to elevate your day. We're live in studio here and we're going to go through our three different things we do. First, we just kind of look at what we've got going on, called the buzz. And then our daily inspiration, our devotional each day, Monday through Friday. And then we go on to this day in history. So let's see, what have we got going on right now?
Well, we have a meeting.
Oh, right.
A telephone meeting.
That's right.
Later this morning with Loup County Tours.
Loup County, yeah. That's the Historical Society in Central Nebraska.
Yeah.
Doing a website for them.
Taylor.
Right. Yeah, in the town of Taylor.
Mm-hmm. Town of Taylor, mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And also doing a lot of work on the on-demand section in our video commander. So go to diggingdeepertv.com and click on on-demand. Check out that section there. What else? Was there something else?
Oh, we released a new documentary on the Digging Deeper documentaries.
Right, yes.
Out of Shadows.
Out of Shadows. That's a very...
That might be something you want to watch.
Mm-hmm. So check it out, diggingdeepertv.com, and hailmultimedia.com for our website. And I think that's going to do it this morning.
Yep.
Just kind of what we got going on there on the buzz. All right. So it's time to get started on our daily devotional. And it's a new one this week.
It is.
What'd you pick?
This is titled David's Greatest Asset. And it's written by Femi Mohan.
Okay. Heart, walk, and work.
Heart, walk, and work.
Okay, yeah. That's the title today. Let's see what's going on. God pays close attention to the heart, yours and mine. In fact, the heart determines most things spiritually. Your heart can qualify or disqualify you before God. This is why God instructs that,
above all else, guard your heart. Everything you do flows from it. Proverbs 4:20.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Your heart is your greatest asset, and you have to pay close attention to what flows in and out of it.
Mm-hmm.
As water reflects the face, so one's life reflects the heart. Proverbs 27:19.
David survived all the things he went through because of one thing, his heart.
Mm-hmm.
David had a good heart. It was, in fact, his greatest asset. My prayer is that God will give you and I a heart that is tender and responsive, a new heart.
Your heart is your greatest asset, and you have to guard it diligently, as God instructs. There's a lot going on in the world today, things that attempt to steal our hearts. So, guard your heart. I will give them an undivided heart and put a new spirit in them. I will remove from them their heart of stone and give them a heart of flesh. Ezekiel 11:19.
Jesus could relate with and stand any kind of sin or sinner, but Jesus could not stand hypocrites. Hypocrisy is a disease of the heart. Jesus said, these people draw near unto me with their lips, but not with their hearts. As a believer, you have to ensure that your heart is free from hypocrisy. Say what you mean, and mean what you say.
Mm-hmm. Sorry to interrupt you there. I was really, yes, definitely agree with that. So many people say it with their lips.
I know.
We just heard that too again. This is all coming back. We just heard this on the latest episode that we watched. The Chosen.
Yeah.
And Samuel, a prophet of the Lord, informed Saul that he had disobeyed Yahweh. So Samuel said, enough. And he told Saul that because he had rejected the word of the Lord, God had now rejected him as king over Israel. But now your kingdom will not endure. The Lord has sought out a man after his own heart and appointed him the ruler of his people, because you have not kept the Lord's commandment. 1 Samuel 13:14. And of course, we know the one after God's own heart. You know who that is.
Yes, David's heart was totally committed to God. When was the last time you had a heart check? Perhaps it is time for one. Who is your heart really committed to? God said about David, I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. He will do everything I want him to. Acts 13:22.
David got it right with God, and this makes him the best person to learn from.
My prayer is that you go through this study. The Holy Spirit will reveal more and more of David's heart to you in order to shape your own heart. In this plan, we will examine 8 attributes of David's heart. May God help us imbibe much more by His Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name.
What is the Holy Spirit stirring up in your heart? Talk to God about it and commit to a new direction. A God direction. Right? In Ezekiel 36:26.
I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh.
That's a good verse. Ezekiel, I promise you stay. Father, please give us a new heart and put in us a new spirit, a spirit of fierceness, not of timidity. Take out the stony, stubborn heart and give me a tender, responsive heart. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
All right, that's some good stuff. So we have a lot going on in this day in history, too.
Yes, well, of course, it is Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Right, yeah, it's a mouthful, I understand, yep. MLJK, right?
MLKJ.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I got it backwards.
Yes.
Happy birthday.
MLK Jr. Day.
Birthday Martin Luther King Jr. We completely stand behind the civil rights movement and believe that he was a wonderful, great man.
Yes. Yes. And so that gives some people day off today.
Yeah, some of you are home listening to this, hopefully.
Yeah. But did you know that in 1797, John Etherington created the first top hat?
Oh, you know, I heard something weird about this. What was it?
You want to hear the story?
Yeah, let's go over this one.
Okay. According to popular lore, English haberdasher wore his silk top hat in public, creating a riot. He was arraigned for breach of the peace, and the witness for the prosecution claimed that several women fainted at the sight of the hat. Children cried and dogs barked at him. He had to post a bond of £500 before he was released. This was in 1797.
That's weird.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Where are we next? I can't see the book from here. Where have we got next? Which one? In 1870. Oh, yeah. Aw, hee-haw. The donkey becomes a popular symbol of the Democratic Party.
Yep.
And in 1908, Alpha Kappa Alpha, a.k.a., is founded. A sorority that established for African-American college women. All right.
Yeah.
Good one. And?
Oh, 1919. The Great Molasses Flood hits Boston, Massachusetts. So, there was a 50-foot storage tank containing more than 2 million gallons of molasses. It suffered a catastrophic failure that sent a wave of molasses 25 feet high, rushing through the streets of Boston's North End at 35 miles per hour.
What? No, No, that's not possible, because they always have that saying, slower than molasses. It must not have been January.
Must not have been January.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Well, yeah, it was January.
It was in January.
It was January 15th.
Slower than molasses in January. These people were run down. Tell us the rest of the story.
Okay. 35 miles per hour, this 25-foot high wave of molasses was. 21 people were killed and 150 were injured. Cars and trucks were washed into the Boston Harbor by the wave of molasses. A firehouse, an office building, and the elevated railway were all severely damaged.
I can't believe we're smiling and smirking at this. This isn't, it's funny, but it's not funny. People died, but where in the world, this is one of our strangest times here.
I know.
So, you know the story. My grandmother told it to me, and I actually, okay, real quick here. not on this day in history, I don't think it was on this day in history, but it might have been on this day in history, my grandmother said to my little sister and I, do you want to go see the train wreck? A train wrecked outside Minotaur, just on the edge of town. It was full of molasses.
Oh, you're kidding
me. No, I'm not joking.
Weird.
And she said, so we went and saw a molasses. And it was just a tipped over train with some molasses. So no big deal. But I always remembered that saying. My mother and my grandmother always said, come on, you're slower than molasses in January.
Yes.
Well, it was 35 miles an hour.
Right.
And that means everybody is slower than that because a human can only run up to 22. And that's Tyreek Hill from the Miami Dolphins. We got eliminated from
the right. Yeah. Well, but sure. This did have a lot of motion behind it.
It was lore also.
Yes.
So it could have been fake news?
No.
It wasn't going 35 miles an hour?
This one wasn't lore.
You better check it out. Oh, it wasn't?
This hat was lore.
Oh, this is fact.
Yeah.
Fact. Cars were dumped into the harbor by the molasses.
Well, it was thicker than water, too, so it had more force.
Well, speaking of water, let's move on here. Well, I wanted to tell about the water over here. You're pointing to the 1967 Super Bowl on this day in history, the first Super Bowl was played. That's kind of a...
Packers and the Chiefs!
Yeah, I know, kind of a cool thing and everything, but today the Packers whooped the Cowboys!
Dang it.
And so I'm not real happy since we're in Texas now.
Yeah, the Chiefs won too.
Yeah, the Chiefs won. They beat the Dolphins, like I foretold earlier. I said that Tyreek Hill is the fastest man in the NFL. Fastest man probably in the world. I don't know, pretty close to it. Anyway, also in 2009, I don't know how many of you remember this, but I do remember it, and I watched the video of it and studied this case. And it was an amazing aeronautical feat. And that was in 2009 when Chelsea Sullenberger, Captain Sullenberger, Sully, landed a U.S. Airways flight 1549 on the Hudson River.
Amazing.
Yeah.
It was an amazing feat.
It was right after they took off, so it wasn't a coming in thing. They were taking off from LaGuardia Airport in New York City, and it just didn't work, and they had to land it down, and it had become known as the Miracle on the Hudson.
It was pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Nobody got hurt. Everyone survived, and it was just incredible. He made such great decisions, just snap decisions. Did exactly what he needed to do with zero possibility for error, and he nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. We also have some national days to talk about, right?
Well, right. So, being as this day in history was the day that the top hat was worn for the first time.
Oh, the controversial top hat?
It's National Hat Day.
No.
So, put your best hat on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be careful.
Strut your stuff.
So, the thing I don't understand is, this was in 1797.
Yes.
But yet in the mid-1800s, we had Lincoln.
Wearing one.
The president.
Yeah.
So, it went from causing a total stir to being presidential hat.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway, what else do you want? You already said Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Right. Elementary School Teacher Day.
All right. We love our elementary school teachers.
Yeah.
Except for those ones who are pushing identity, gender, therapy, stuff.
Yeah. They're our good teachers.
We love our great school teachers.
Yes.
Oh, and then look, it's Wokipedia Day. Wokipedia, or Dickipedia, as Elon Musk says.
Yes, Wokipedia. The day that it was launched is today.
Yeah, do not donate to it. And if they go away, that's fine. It's just another...
But it's not for sale.
It's not for sale. Now, let's end on a good one.
Yes.
Oh, wait, hold on. First of all, what's that bump? Don't hit that bump. Oh.
Yep.
National Pothole Day.
National Pothole Day.
Are you kidding me? Today's Pothole Day. Watch out for those potholes.
So, it's National Orange Juice Day.
Nice.
And National Bagel Day.
Nice.
So, hey, you got your suggestion for breakfast right there.
All right.
Yep.
So, don't feel blue today. Save some energy because you might need it later in the week when it's frigid cold. They're saying that there might be some rolling power blackouts.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So they are asking customers to try to conserve some energy between now and Tuesday because in many areas of the country, we're looking at double digits below zero.
Ooh, stay warm out there, people.
All right. So hopefully we were able to elevate your day today with all this craziness going on. Thanks again for listening. I'm Brian.
And I'm Andy.
May God bless.